I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Brutal persecution is putting Pakistan back in the headlines. At least two Christian boys were recently targeted by Muslims in Lahore. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says when 14-year-old Fodor refused to deny Christ,
they pursued him on their motorbikes. They threw kerosene on him and then lit him afire. He was burned over 55% of his body.
Though persecuted, Christians in Pakistan are pressing on to share Christ.
They turn to God in prayer, and they plead with their brothers and sisters around the world to pray with them.
Next, the Al-Shabaab University massacre in Kenya hit too close to home for Compassion International's Development Center. It's just 100 miles away from the attack. Despite shock and grief, it has been unifying. Kenyans have been standing in line to give blood for the wounded and comfort for the grieving. Compassion staff has been sobered by the violence. Some are afraid to go to church, but their latest report was that the churches are packed. Will you pray with them in asking for hope, peace, and bold faith in Christ? You can read the original blog for more details at our website. And how many organizations are asking you to pray for places where they are not working? Wycliffe Bible Translators' Bibleless People's Prayer Project is doing just that. They're inviting people to sign up, and pray translation projects will start in unreached areas. Shana Noble oversees that project.
We really believe in the power of prayer and how really, God starts working in those language groups when someone starts praying.
Once you sign up, you receive a people group and updates. So be a part of the movement. Sign up now. You'll find the links at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.